Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Welcome to Point of View, to our Tuesday edition of Point of View. Welcome to it. If you are a book lover, you're going to love, love, love today's book selection. We have the author, Iris Mwanza. You may never have heard of her, but what an incredible book. What an incredible debut. And you're going to absolutely love it. It touches on some wonderful, wonderful serious themes, prejudice, and it's funny. And it's from the continent, so you're going to identify some of the issues that are tackled in this book. But what beautiful writing. So if you're a book lover, I want to introduce you to this fantastic read. So please stay tuned. Okay, before we get to that, which we will do just after 9 o'clock, I want us to start here. You've all probably been watching Gauteng tabled its budget today. The question is, will it be adopted? Of course, it needs the buy-in of some political parties, but I want to start here and see how many believe this is a good budget that was tabled today by MEC Maile. So we'll start here with Action SA, Gauteng Provincial Chairperson Funzi Ngubeni. Thank you very much, Mr. Ngubeni, for your time. Good evening and welcome. Mr. Ngubeni, are you able to hear me? Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Welcome to Point of View. Your reaction to the budget tabled today?
Pimelo, our view is that there's some good commitments on the budget. But we are a bit disappointed that there's no much said about the water crisis in Gauteng.
Mm-hmm.
We had hoped that the MEC will at least say something or put some money aside, because the Premier spoke about it.
Yes.
In his State of the Province address. He indicated that although it is not their competency as the province, but they will work with the National Department of Water and Sanitation and the municipalities to coordinate efforts, in dealing with this water crisis. But nothing came out of the speech. That's one of our disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I mean, if you look at the issue of crime,
yes,
which is also one of the big issues that we have highlighted prior to the budget, I think there is enough money allocated to the community safety department.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to see happening is that, as much as we opposed the Amapanyaza from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
now that they are here, we feel that they must be trained, they must be resourced, and they must be supported so that they can be able to work with the SAPS in helping us to cap crime in the inner cities. And the other point, I mean, talking about the inner city, Pimelo, the Premier also highlighted the CBDs.
Yes.
In his State of the Province address. There is no specific, budget allocation to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the MEC did indicate that, from their infrastructure budget, there will be money directed towards inner city or CBD,
yes,
redevelopment. We are of the view that it's a serious matter. And we need to see the province taking charge of working with municipalities to reclaim our inner cities, and would have wanted to see a ring fenced budget of some sort to deal with hijacked buildings, because the province itself, they've got properties in the inner city,
yep,
that have been hijacked.
Yep.
So we wanted to see or hear him mention all those things. The health department. Mm-hmm. One of the
biggest chunk,
they have problems, Pimelo. I mean, they've got accruals from the previous mm-hmm. year where they have not been paying, service providers, and over and above that, their infrastructure is also lacking. I mean, I've been visiting clinics and hospitals, and the queues, people are being subjected to in these hospitals, it's not fair. It erodes them of dignity. I think we wanted to see whether that budget will speak to that. But they've got enough allocation. I think what we need to watch there is how this money is spent,
mm-hmm.
and not only in the health department, by the way, but across all the departments. We need a system of some sort And that is why we are proposing from Action SA. We are saying, let's come up with a public budget transparency portal, you know, that will track the spending of departments and not track the spending, but also track the impact that the spending is making in the lives of ordinary South Africans. Mm-hmm. So if we don't do that oversight, this is going to be another budget. Mm-hmm. That has been approved and will come next year. We'll not actually see the difference that it has made, but people's pockets will be full because money will have been stolen because we have taken our eye off the ball. So from the legislature point of view, as Action SA, we are going to be making this proposal to say, you know, as the legislature, we've got a role to play. We need to push that the government implement this transparency portal. So that we can be able to track the spending and track the impact that the money is actually making in our lives.
How much were you consulted as Action SA on this budget?
We were consulted. We raised 5 issues, and then some of these issues have been covered in my remarks just now. The water crisis. Mm-hmm. We raised an issue of the health department to say we need to really. Zoom into it and do something in terms of the infrastructure. You know, there as well, the Department of Health has spoken to us to say most of the time the reason why they don't have equipment and their equipment is not maintained is because they are outsourcing this particular work. And we are saying we need to work towards insourcing it and giving it to the department to do. We raised an issue about the inner city rejuvenation. Mm-hmm. And whether, you know, the province will play a role. We raised an issue about community safety and, of course, the job creation. We were making a point that the government of Gauteng has neglected, people that are over 35 of years old. And we don't see actually them being catered for in terms of incentives or job incentive or even prioritize when it comes to SMME development and so forth. So we've raised those matters. Some of them have been covered, but some of them we still have to really go back to the committees and champion them and see whether they will be accommodated, or maybe they've been accommodated. We'll get the details. Yep. When the departments are tabling their own budgets.
You raised the issue of the inner city and the fact that you would have liked to see a bit of ring fencing of funds there. But overall, do you think the infrastructure budget was enough, is enough? And looking at some of the complaints that we're hearing from different various departments saying, you know, we really need this money to upgrade our systems, to maintain our systems. Does it look like it's enough to you?
You know, I always maintain, Pimaro, the problem is not the money. I think the problem is really the implementation and then the usage of this money accordingly and efficiently. If you look at previous budgets where money was allocated to roads, it was allocated to clinics. Some of these roads were actually abandoned by contractors, some of this, housing development, even today, they're being abandoned without being completed. So accountability is going to be very, very important. The little that you have been provided with, if you need to use it efficiently, and we need to see an impact out of it. We can't have and continuously be directing money into departments that do not perform, and then year after year, they're giving more money. I think... The Treasury Department, the Premier, they need to put their foot down and punish departments that are not performing, hold officials who are in those departments accountable. If it's actually the MEC that is failing in actually providing strategic leadership, those MEC but must be removed. It's not the money that is the problem or the allocation; it's whether it's being used efficiently, and that is why we feel that we need to track. This spending and track the impact that comes out of it.
All right, Action SA's Gauteng Provincial Chairperson Funzi Ngubeni. Also listening into that conversation is the DA Gauteng Shadow MEC for Finance, Ruhan Robinson. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
Let me start here. Were you consulted when it comes to this Gauteng budget?
We were absolutely not consulted. There was a claim from MEC Maile that the DA was consulted, or there was an attempt made, but nobody in the legislature from the DA side has any knowledge of such request for consultation. So it is a blatant untruth from the MEC.
All right. So let's then talk to the detail, the infrastructure budget, your sense of how that allocation went.
The problem that we have with the allocation, but let me say, first of all, we do realize that, you know, the province didn't get as much of an equitable share as it should have gotten. Mm. But we have also noted that there was a billion rand decrease in the next financial year on maintenance of provincial infrastructure across a number of departments. Mm. And as we have very often highlighted, there are backlogs running into the hundreds of billions of rands in infrastructure backlogs for maintenance, and it simply cannot speak to the 220 billion rand infrastructure program that Premier Lesufi spoke about at SOPA, when only 12 billion rand has been allocated in this financial year for exactly that. Mm.
The health got the biggest chunk of this money. We've been speaking about the Department of Health for a long time, that there are issues, backlogs of invoices that haven't been paid for years. In fact, Funzi just spoke to that, but you should know that your shadow MEC of Health in Gauteng is very active. Your sense of this money going to health, and whether, you know, it will be properly managed?
Whether it would be properly managed, I think that there have been enough cases in which Jack Bloom has done exactly that and showed that the money is not properly managed. And there are several issues regarding that. But the primary problem that we find with the health budget is based on the revised budget that we had towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Only 1.2 billion rand as an increase to the health department, whereas 4.3 billion rand in accrued expenses will be carried over into this financial year. So a very basic calculation is, if all of the health department's expenses are equal across the financial year, you will use around 5 billion rand a month. Mm. But the MEC today announced that before any new acquisitions are done, the accruals will first be paid off.
Sure.
So 4.3 billion rand, or the whole of the whole of April's budget will be used up for covering this year's debts as things stand. So I do foresee that there will be yet another problem in this financial year, like in the previous financial year, where we had deficits running at 5.4 billion rand.
What were your other concerns with this budget?
Well, the other concern, and that's something we've maintained as the DA, is the fact that up until now, we have, as Gauteng, just agreed to be paying ETOL debts off.
Yes.
At one stage, Premier Lesufi used the term, the provincial government that he has the honor to lead has taken the bullet for Gauteng residents. But in actual fact, that 5.5 billion rand that is earmarked this year for paying off the ETOL debt, which is a national asset, I mean, it doesn't even make business sense that Gauteng has to be paying for it. That 5.5 billion rand is going to hit the most vulnerable again, because the health department does not receive enough of its fair share, and neither does education. So it is either frail or ill people and children that will be most affected. And what is even more concerning is that the finance minister announced that there would be a bailout of 22 billion rand going towards health departments in the country, in order to deal with these accruals, because it is not a Gauteng-specific issue, but also 28.9 billion rand in terms of the retention of health department staff. Now, I have been at pains to actually find where that pronouncement of his has carried through into the budget that we saw today. And I actually would love an explanation as to why so much money that was allocated, almost 51 billion rand, is not reflected in the area where National Treasury intended for it to be.
So, you know, are you then going to be voting for this budget? Because there seems to be a lot of loopholes for you there.
There certainly are a lot of issues. One thing that I have discussed with our leader, Solim Simanga, as well, is the fact that we always have what we view, at least, as a mature approach to budgeting and to look into matters of very serious concern. So there is a very big chance that in certain departments we will be voting in favor of it and in certain departments not. But when we have so many unanswered questions, particularly in a department like health, you know, that is where the stumbling block for us comes in to decide. But we are definitely looking into it further, and then we will look at each department's budget individually and then make our decision from there.
If you're not satisfied, does that mean you're going to be, you know, lobbying others to support your decision, or how are you going to play this out?
We certainly would want to take that approach about the budget. But, you know, there was almost a foregone conclusion that was made by MEC Mahile in that he consulted with every single other political party in the legislature except us. There was almost a foregone conclusion. And we are of the view that our support or non-support of a budget is not for sale. We will base it on what we think is best in terms of service delivery in the province. We are a political party that has several centers of power, and we are a party of government in many places. So we do understand that this budget is very important and what it would take in order for the budget to work for the people of Gauteng.
You can't be surprised, though, that you are not concluded. And maybe my follow-up question is, when are you going to iron out these differences? I mean, we're now here, and we're over the elections, and this relationship needs to be dealt with, in Gauteng particularly.
Yes, I absolutely agree. Again, our leader, Solim Simanga, today indicated that we have reached out to the ANC several times in the past to talk about our differences. But there seems to be a level of petulance that we are struggling to deal with. But, you know, this is something that hopefully through this process gets out in the open and out in the public space as well, because it does need to be addressed, the fact that we cannot agree on very simple things. Because one of the messages that I've got today is it would be so much easier to garner our support if we are spoken to or consulted. There was no foregone conclusion on our end, as there never is, that we are simply going to vote against a budget. We voted down the adjustment budget. That one, I will say yes, we voted against every single department's adjustment. And the reason for that was because 3 weeks before the end of the financial year, we are asked to approve a budget that all the money has already been spent for. So we base it on principle. And in certain instances, we might find there's actually nothing wrong and we'll support those budgets.
Is there willingness, though, from yourselves to reach out and find some sort of a working arrangement, you know, from yourselves? Is there willingness to do that?
I absolutely think that exists. As I indicated, on previous occasions, the leadership in our caucus had done exactly that. But I think this all stems from big disagreements in GPU talks. And from then on, there was an almost us and them situation in the Gauteng Provincial Legislature.
All right. Thanks very much for your time, DA Gauteng Shadow MEC for Finance, Ruhan Robinson.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.